Morning.
7:09, Sunday, March 4th, in the morning. It's kind of a nice morning. It's a little bit chilly. Temperature said 30. I believe it. 30, 32, somewhere in there. Could be a little colder, actually. But it's a lovely morning, and I've been enjoying my walk this morning. I started out rather briskly, but I've sort of slowed to a careful saunter. Today is Sunday. I'm trying to think of what it is that I've got to do today. One thing I've got to do is get this short story drafted. I slept on it overnight, and I think I've got a good one. I'm really looking forward to getting in, getting down, getting a cup of coffee, getting this podcast posted, and then seeing what I can do in terms of a rough draft to send off to JR. I added a link to the book, Half Blaster Will Travel. There's actually a link to the webpage where the book is announced. And this is looking like fun. First time I've gone over to the Galileo Games site, and I'm looking forward to seeing how I can make this work. So that's it. I'm not going to tell you any more about the story. I have an idea. I think I know how it's going to work. I'm not quite sure how it's going to end, but that's part of the deal. So let's see what else. That's about it. Yesterday was a pretty low trauma day. Most of it was spent in percolation mode, trying to contemplate my navel in terms of how I wanted this story to go. We had the normal amounts of familial interruptions, but that was a pretty lucky day. The only downside was that last night I went to bed without grinding coffee, so I had to wait till this morning, and I got up and got dressed to take a coffee grinder outdoors to grind. I'm sure the neighbors don't appreciate it, but at least it puts the bulk of the house between sleeping people and a very noisy coffee grinder. The downside was that it spit the grinding tray out of the coffee grinder, and I lost a couple tablespoons full of grind onto the ground. So it was one of those yeah moments, but it worked. We got it done. So let's see. Looking ahead to the week. See, this week, I don't think we have anything significant in terms of kids getting out of school early. Should have people going to work, go to school. We're counting down toward the Colorado high stakes testing period, the CSAP. I think it stands for Colorado State Assessment Program. It's the one that makes no difference to the kids, but gets schools in hot water with the state. It's the one that's caused them to play some interesting games by building new schools in high poverty areas, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but then moving all of the low-performing kids, that is, the poor kids, into these schools, and then not giving them the support that they need, because if you're going to close a school, you may as well close a school that's not performing well. There's no sense to put a lot of resources into a school that you know perfectly well it's going to not perform well to begin with. So while that does provide a layer of protection, at least for a time, for the rest of the school, what it doesn't do is answer the question, what do these kids do for education? So it's quite demoralizing. That's sort of the way the system is established. It's not about improving kids. It's about improving test scores. It's not about protecting children. It's about protecting schools. So I'm not sure that we should be really surprised that that's the effect that it's having. Also finishing up the Hughes book in my course, the last reading was this week. It's mostly blather. There was a couple of good points made, but most of it was just, oh yeah, this is pretty cool. And the typical, this was really boring. Those people, at least, I know read the book because it is pretty boring. Some people read it and said they read it and found it interesting, and perhaps they did. I found it particularly fascinating with the intersection of art and technology, and how a school of art values the ease of mass production as an aesthetic quality. So items that don't have a lot of frills, items that don't have a lot of bendy bits, items that are easily stamped out and easily assembled, have a cleanness of line that is part of the aesthetic. Now, this is an interesting observation, and we know that it's true because some of these things do have their own aesthetic sense, or I have an aesthetic sense about them. The objects themselves, of course, don't have any sense. They just exist. So it's kind of interesting. What else? I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I feel like I've been in kind of a fog contemplating this universe, this bulldog's universe. I need to get going on the second book, The Furious Call. I got to get this story out because I've got a contract binding on it. And that part, nothing like the threat of a lawsuit to keep my nose to the grindstone, my shoulder to the wheel. So I have two of them I've got to do. I've got to do that one. I've still got to get into Sigler's universe. I've been reading Justin McCumber's Haywire as an ARC. It's coming out in a couple of weeks, March 16th, I think. I'll put a link in the blog when it comes out. It's a pretty good book. I've already chided him about chapter one being a thinly disguised prologue that would make the story much stronger if he admitted it all together. It's his book, so up to him. But it really does fragment the opening, something very, very poorly done in terms of how the new reader comes into this work. You get introduced to three new characters, three new situations, boom, boom, boom. And you don't repeat them right off. You don't repeat any of them. So you never really get hooked into any part of the story because all he's doing is introducing you to it in the first three chapters. And it's like, oh, come on. Give me something. Give me something to care about. Give me something to care about these people. Because the way it ends, the end of the third chapter, I almost just chucked it and said, it's not worth the effort. But I went into chapter four, and chapter four was actually working toward hooking me in. I still didn't find characters particularly compelling, but at least it was enough to keep me turning pages. I'd say about a quarter of the way into the book now, and it's not too bad. It's a little bit teen angsty. It's a little bit predictable. It's important to remember that it's really its main inspiration is comic books. So with that insight, the idea that these are largely comic book heroes, comic book characters, and I mean that in the sense of two dimensions, not just flat on the page, but really quite two-dimensional in many instances. But Nevertheless, I'm getting sucked into the story. This is very much a plot-driven story, and the plot is kind of interesting. It's a pirate story. It's a robot story. It's not quite Evangelion, but it owes a certain amount to Japanese robot porn. It's interesting enough that I'm still reading. In spite of the fact that I've got this other book that I've got to read for Nightshade Books, and they want that blurb at the end of this month, so I best get my little Butox moving so that I can get that book read as well. So between the reading and the writing, and the contemplation of the writing, it's been a pretty good weekend altogether. It's only half over, so I still got Sunday to do. I got laundry to do today. I think it's she today, if I remember the schedule correctly. So we'll be doing a lot of sheets. I've got to go pick up younger daughter from a sleepover. And the bad news is she'll be grumpy. And the good news is she'll probably stay in her room and sleep all afternoon, meaning that she'll want to stay up all night, which of course she can't because tomorrow's a school day. We'll see how this works out. It did work out to get her homework done. We told her she couldn't go until she had her homework done and proved it. So she did. She showed us the assignment, and she showed it done, and so we're going on that evidence, which is a good thing. I turn the corner. I'm walking almost due east now, and the sun is shining in my eyes. It's very difficult to see. But it's also warmed up nicely with the sun beating on my clothing and driving out some of the chilliness of the first part of the walk. I did leave a coffee pot brewing, so I'm looking forward to getting back to a cup of coffee and some breakfast. Something tasty. I made shrimp last night. My daughter has a thing for shrimp. Shrimp and king crab. And the problem is that my wife doesn't like shrimp, and king crab is ridiculously expensive. I mean, shrimp is pretty bad, but king crab is twice. So the interesting problem is, how do I serve shrimp without cooking two meals? And the answer is, you don't. But what I did do, since I had some chicken fillets, chicken breast fillets in the fridge, was that I did a breast fillet in a separate frying pan so that it didn't get contaminated with shrimp juice. And then made a skillet full of shrimp and broiled or pan-seared a chicken breast for my wife, so she'd have something that she liked to eat for dinner. So I had double cleanup last night. Well, not quite double. We all ate the same vegetable. We all ate the same. We got a loaf of garlic bread, which went really well with both, so that worked out good. Too salty, but I need to start cutting down on salt. I need to start cutting down on all the things that add the extra pound or two between now and the big weigh-in on Thursday. I'm actually down a little bit, I think, just judging from the way my pants fit. I have a pair that's large, and I can't wear those anymore without a belt. I have some 34 waists that are getting to the point now where they're beginning to hang a little low if I'm not careful. So I gotta find my belt. I have a really good harness leather belt. Flat, very nice belt. I had it. I know where it is. I had it in my bathroom. Can't find it. It'll show up when I stop looking for it. So. Going to need to dig that out before too much longer. Because I really do need to lose another 20 pounds. If I've lost any, it's only a few pounds, and the doctor's not going to be too pleased. It's going to need to be more. I definitely need to be under 190. And I don't think I am. I think I'm like 192. But that can change a lot depending on liquid intake. So I need to avoid salt this week and have something in mind as a treat on Friday. A review of Ravenwood talking about the grammar mistakes. I was really pleased. I only found a couple. And it always amuses me that independent or self-press, self-pub, one of the comments is always, there aren't very many typos, or the typos in this were horrendous, or a good editor would have caught. And the answer is, no. Nice assumption doesn't work. Open up any HarperCollins, open up any Macmillan, open up any book, and you will not be able to go through it without finding a typo. I've found them in every book I've read. I read right by them now. It doesn't bother me in the least. But it's one of those really silly, niggly things that people like to point at. Like, if this book had an editor, this book did have an editor, they would have caught this. Obviously, they didn't. So, yeah, the good part was that they told me exactly what the errors were, so I'm able to correct them in the file. I need to get a clean file uploaded. I also need to get down to Denver and pick up those books that I left in Colorado Springs a month and a half ago. Perhaps that'll be my treat for Friday. Particularly if I can get this book roughed out. I owe JR a rough draft by the end of the month. I won't have a chance to do it once I head off to Oregon. I really need to get it done now so that I can get Cypheria's Call done by the end of the month. At this point, I don't know if I can even get it read in time. At least I need to get it written and out to beta readers so that they can be reading it while I'm at the workshop. So we'll see how this all works out. I'm not 100% convinced it's going to work, but we're doing better. Last week was a more productive week than I've had in months. I need to go through and work on my schedule for the week sometime today as well. I also have to catch up on grading. So that's an important consideration. Good morning. Little dog. A little dog is not on a leash. So anyway, organizing my thoughts. But anyway, I am back at the back gate one more time. Tomorrow will be another day. I'll talk to you then.